Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The shir should be a special schus. Rabbi Maroni Mirazi Shadichu, and the schus Moshe Rabin Peshadina, Marai Sovereign Moshe Mordechai, and the schus Rizot Sadek Ben Shalamis, and our Chaim Tov Rishit Ches, Siv Ches, we don't do Shane Shem Olam, and speak in Lashachol Aimerkain, or Shane Stapku Bedover, Machil and Mashkin Isakot Socha. So we have Shiurim, which you give the Chayla, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and if the shiurim are not enough, we think so, the Chayla thinks so, we're not sure, we give him whatever he needs. The Biur Halacha writes, Ayin Shivas Ben Yitzion, Shebuchol Achila Bachilav, Shim Hutu Lalecho Pam Achas, Yosel Mishil Mikom Mekom Alachila Shnea, Yim Aydai Lepochas Mishil Vuyecho Kishil Chayav Koris, Ayin Tzoch Lishab Bechol Achila Bachilav Nidai Lepochas, So he says that if you assess somebody one time that they're only able to eat that they need to eat more than a shear, that's fine. But you have to make sure that the next time they're also they also need more than a shear. It's a chiyuv karetz if you give them more than a shear and they don't really need it. You have to make sure that they actually need it. Even the second time, after he's already eaten more than the shear once, you have to make sure the second time he also needs to make a shear. But otherwise, you're in dangerous territory if you give him more than a shear, because the chiyuv of karetz, if it's more than it's supposed to be eating. So we see that he holds that even in an instance where he eats part of the shear of the kosevis, that's the shear of Yom Kippur. If he eats part of the shear of the kosevis beheter, since he ended up eating more than he had to, in other words, he needed to eat partially pikuach nefesh. And that was mutter. But he ate more than he was supposed to eat, and he had a kosevis, so the din is that he's going to be chayav karis, even though part of it was beheter. But this is very shver, very hard to understand. This guy ate beseder gomor, the partial eating. He needed a whole shear of iser. He only ate a partial shear of iser. Part of the shear he ate more than he needed to, but part of the shear he ate what he needed to. So why should he be chayiv kares? So the Biur Halacha quotes the Binyan Siyan, but the Binyan Siyan doesn't say exactly what the Biur Halacha says that he does. There the Shaka Vitalia is, if the mitzvah of Tanu is Nafshei Seichem is Me'erev Ad Erev, Dafka, and since he can't be Makayim this mitzvah because of the sakana, so he has to eat. There's no kpeda if he eats and drinks on Yom Kippur, even if there's no sakana. Or the whole chila v'shtiyah b'fnei atzma, each chilu v'shtiyah b'fnei atzma is going to be aser. In other words, do we say that anyway he can't be makayim tanu v'snaf shaseichem, so he can eat as much as he wants? Anyway, he's going to be eating more than a shear, so let him eat as much as he wants, or no? Each chilu v'shtiyah b'fnei atzma is aser if it's not necessary. And his maskana is to be choshesh that every achila v'shtiyah is a suha, and therefore you have to be mishar and every achila. But he doesn't talk about a case where you ate partially beheter or partially beiser. That's the Tosefus of the Biur Halacha, that if you ate partial beheter, partial beiser, more than you needed, it's chayav kares. It's pointed out in the Sefer Or Panecha that we're basing ourselves on. It says in the Mishnah, at the beginning of Perek Yom HaKippurim that the Shir of Achil on Yom Kippur is Kakoseves Hagas. It says in the Gemara Nayin Tesem at Aleph, Hainu Mishim Dekindul Rabbonon, the Bahochi Miyas V'Daite. The reason it's in a Kakoseves is because the rabbis had a tradition and knew that that's what the Yeshiva Das is. Yeshiva Das is with a kakoseves, a fig size. Rashi writes, V'af agav de kol shir achilas isu b'kezayis hi. Normally it's a kezayis. That's only where it says achil. Here it says not to be, it says you're over if you're not afflicting yourself. So afflicting yourself, if you eat a kezayis, you're still afflicted. If you eat a kakoseves, you're not afflicted anymore. That's the Rashi. So me'ata yeshmakum listapek, if the gedur of the yisr is achila, just as far as shear goes, we say that it's we use a lashon of inui, so it has to be an inui shear, which is a kakoseves. We say no, it's not an yisr achil at all. Rather, it's a chayvas inui. Uboifin she yisr liyashiv es daitoy, bekevin she zes soyser es hainer. It's not an yisr achila. It's a chayvas inui, and in an instance. In this case, on Yom Kippur, the Yisr is to be Miyashiv Daitoi, because that's Yisr the Inui. So that's the Gedol of the Yisr. It's not an Yisr Achila, it's an Yisr of not being afflicted. Or no, the Yisr is Achila, just the Shear is a Shear of affliction. Earlier in the Gemara, 74b, Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Tzach Sechem Yochai Yeshu B'chanam Tzik Deshi Yitzdael, says you have to afflict yourself. So I might think you have to sit in the sun or the shade. If it's very sunny, you torch yourself in the sun. If it's really cool in the shade, you torch yourself in the shade. Talmud Lomar, I might think that. Talmud Lomar, no. Kol Malacha Leisasu, Malacha Sheva Al Taisa, Finu Nefesh, Sheva Al Taisa. Just like a Malacha is Sheva Al Taisa, so to Inui Nefesh is Sheva Al Taisa. It's passive. You don't have to get up and torture yourself actively. Ve'akati, Ve'em Ha'echad Yasa B'Shim Shalei Ne'em Alei Kum Tuv B'Tula. Yasi betul v'kar le'lo neim le kum tuv b'shimsha. Tumid malacha ma malacha le'chilak debaf inu le'isach le'kva. And why don't we say that where you're sitting in the sun, we're not going to tell him, go sit in the shade. Are we sitting in the shade? It's cold for him. We're not going to say to him, sit in the sun. And we say, no, it's like malacha. Just like malacha, you didn't distinguish and say that it's sad that it's mutter and it's sad that it's aser. So to inui, you're also not going to make it. You're not going to distinguish whether he's sitting in the sun and say that he has to remain there, and or he's not sitting in the sun, he doesn't have to go and sit in the sun. Don't make a distinction, but rather b'chol inyan. Endless anas b'chaim. You don't have to afflict yourself in the heat. So too in the cold. So first of all, you don't have to actively go to the heat. And if you're sitting in the cold or in the hot heat, we don't say, to him, go make yourself more comfortable. No. You can say, go make yourself more comfortable. There's no distinction. Whether you're sitting in the sun or not sitting in the sun, you don't have to torture yourself on Yom Kippur. Actively, or even passively, just sitting there. The only thing you have to do on Yom Kippur is what the Torah says, which is the eating parts. And the other inuyim, the oldest men of Torah. But as far as other types of afflictions, no Suri Charles. Areshebi Sodo. Fundamentally speaking, it's a din inui of menias hamias v'daite. You're not supposed to have a calm mind, yishuva das, but only because of lo chilakdaba, because we don't distinguish in melacha between melachas asuris and mitaros. So here we also don't distinguish between whether you're already sitting in the sun or not sitting in the sun. You don't have to go ahead and you don't actively tell you to go sit in the sun. If you're already sitting there, We don't tell you don't go sit in the shade. So that's only because you have the special limud of lo chilaktaba. But fundamentally speaking, it's a din in yishev hadas. Uba'oifen, she'a ne'ra, shegufa yisur, it's not the ma'isa achila v'shtiak shela atzmai, neshir of yishev hadas, but rather the itzer is being miyashiv yudas. V'ardanu b'zeh b'divrei yecheskel b'siman tetvav, ובקובץ האורס לרב אלחונן, בסימן ע"ג, ובקובץ שיעורים לרב אלחונן, ובפסוחים בסימן קצ"ז. אז לפי זה אולי ייתכן, שכיוון שאין המייס ודייתא שיעור במייסא הנעשה, אלא דאי וני וגוף עבירה עצמו, if our analysis is correct, and in principle it's a din in yishev hadas, and only because you have a special limud, that we allow you to have yishev hadas when it comes to the weather, but otherwise, we would say, no, we don't want you to have yishev hadas. It's sit in the hot sun. You're already there. But in principle, it's a din in yishev hadas. It's a gufa aveiro. It's not just a shir. So then maybe, even in an instance where part of the maisa that brings to yishev hadas is done beheder, it's enough that the soif maisa is done beisr. Because the soif maisa, he has yishev hadas. In other words, the ikar is, maybe the mishnebura, the bir lacha holds, the ikar is the taitsa. If the taitsa is that it is yishev hadas, then we don't care that part of it wasn't done by iser. If the vort was, it was an iser achila, so each achila has to be aser, you have to eat a shir by iser. But if the vort is yishev hadas, if the end is yishev hadas, that's the gedera iser, so it doesn't matter to us that he got there derech heter, that half of the shir he ate by heter. It doesn't matter, because sof, his das is miyushevis. He's satisfied, so maybe that's pshat, Nebir Alocha, who holds that if you eat partially beheter and partially beis, so the person's chayiv karis if he eats a shir, even though part of the shir was eaten beheter. B'yisera mizu, we have a ksav sofer. Shteit ksav sofer in Simon Lamed Aleph. Somebody eats before Yom Kippur less than a Kosevis, and when he comes, Yom Kippur comes in, he's mashlim the shir. Is he over or not over? And he says that you're chayiv. If it would say Lashon of Achila, you wouldn't be chayiv. But it says Tanu, and this person's not mu'une. So it's a Moir de Kechidish that if you ate part of the shir beheter, gomer, erev Yom Kippur, and you ate part of it on Yom Kippur, but you have Yishev Adas, because it all is mitzdalef. So the person's chayiv for eating on Yom Kippur. However, in the sugya at the beginning of Perek Yom HaKippurim, you learn that a chatzi kosevis on Yom Kippur is totally the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But chatzi shir ve'alma is it asur min haTorah or not? Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzi shir is asur min haTorah. And if we say, like many of the Achroinim learn, that he says the reason is chazi litztarufei is b'Torah shelchoch of v'simen. In other words, it's a sign. The fact that it could be mitzarev to a shir is a sign that even half a shir is usher. And therefore, chatzi shir is going to be usher, even if a foil is not able to eat a shir, like in the last moment of Pesach, where he eats a half a shir before the end of Pesach, and he won't be able to get the whole shir, it's still usher. Because the chazil tzarufa is a simen. The fact that it's mitzarev to a shir is a simen that even half a shir is usher. So perush hadvarim, that Rabbi Yochanan holds, that it's not possible that there should be mischadesh echus ha'itzur al yedei shi'ur ha'kamuti. Umemela hu sover she'al korchenu she'shem ha'itzur yeshno kvar me'ikara b'chol mashu. Rabbi Yochanan learns that you can't be mechadesh an iser, a quality iser, a genuine iser through a quantity, through a certain quantity. Can't be. As it can't be that part of the quantity is going to be mutter, and the rest of the quantity is going to be usr, and then if you eat the whole shear, it's going to be usr, because part of the quantity was mutter. Don't say, oh, in the end, he had this shear. It doesn't matter, because part of it was beheter. If you hold that less than a shear is not usr v'etzim. Therefore, the only way the Achronim are learning that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Shema Isser already exists on every Mashu. Just for Malkus, you need an amount. If you have the Shema Isser on even a Mashu, the Memele can be Mitztarif for Malkus, otherwise it wouldn't be able to be Mitztarif. The Advorim Atikim V'yiduim. So according to this, it's Pashut that that's Shaykh when we're in Hilchus Shi'urim. In Hilchus Shi'urim, it can't be that you would have a quality of an iser through an amount, through a quantity. If the whole quantity is an iser, then it's not going to be iser. It has to be the whole quantity is iser. Just to get to Malkus, you have to reach a certain shear. But if it didn't have the echos to start with, if it didn't have the quality to start with of being asr, then it wouldn't be asr even when you get to a shir. So that's all if we're in the world of shiurim. Aval im nomar, the kakoy seves is not a shir achila, but rather the essence of the isr is miasv daite, shayde sofa kakoy seves, re lo shayach klal, ladun mishum chatzi shiur. What's the discussion of Chatzi Shir? The whole vort is Yishuv Adas. It's Manachem Dabrim B'Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir is nothing. And yet Rabbi Yechanan does talk about a Chatzi Shir. The Bofen Shenera Muchach. She'ashur Shal Kakotevet U'shi'ur B'maisa Achila. It's like a Shir Kezayis. And the cheftz of the Yisr is Achila. And Memela, since the cheftz of the Yisr is Achila, even without the Miyais V'dayte, we're still going to have a Chatzi Shir. Because the Maisi, he ate, you're right, he didn't eat enough for Miyais V'dayte. Well, but all Miyais V'dayte defines is the Shir for Yoinesh. But as far as the Etzem Mahusa Isser, it's Achila. And maybe even a Chatzi Shir is going to be Yasser. Uvadai yesh lo malken al pi ma shekatuv bavraita. Shelamdim yu kol malocha leisasu ma malocha dovel shel chayovim olav mokim achir af inu nefesh shel chayovim olav mokim achir. Just like malacha, something you're chayav elsewhere, like by Shabbos, so to inui nefesh, chayav elsewhere. And what is that? When is there this inui? Pigal and noiser. Inality, pigal and noiser. And there it's a suve achila. So here also, it's an iser achila with a shear of inui nefesh. And Memele, you can have this machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about shiurim. Shagas Aryeh, in Dina Yom HaKippurim, in Siman Ayin Vav, writes that even though we paskin in Pesachim Choftal Adam Beis, that all is surim in the Torah, Ein Loikem Aleim, Ela Derech Achilasan, the Atam, Mishim Shekatuv Achila, Aval Yom Kippur, Shelo Katuv Achila, Ela Nefesh Alei Su'ne, Afilu shaloi kiderech achila, klein chaylev chay, chayev. Wow, that's the chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh. Normally you're not like a derech el a derech achilasin, because it says lashon of achila, it doesn't say lashon of achila. So you're chayev even shaloi kiderech achila, like you eat raw chaylev. Minchas chinuch, Shin Yud Gemel writes, even though we pass in B'chol Machol Sassur's Kerb Yechonim, that it's Tolei Banaz Goinai, and Yom Kippur, it's Tolei Banaz Meyav, Shebezeh Hove Yisu Veidaiti, the Yishuv Adas is not in the Goin, Yishuv Adas is in his belly. So that all makes sense, if the Yisu Veidaiti is not the Guf Eser, it's a Shir. So, since from the Pasuk, we learn, this Isser Achila is Mishum Yisuvei Daite, and not like other Isurei Achila. So just like we learn, a Shir, just like you learn a Shir, for what? You learn a Shir for how much achila there has to be, enough for yishuv adas. So we can also say it doesn't have to be derech achila. As long as he's eating, he has some type of yishuv adas. It doesn't have to be derech achila. And you need hanas meyav, because that gives him yishuv adas. And he has to have hanas meyav, because again, just like the Yisuvei Daite is not the Gufa Isser, it's only a Shir and Achila. So too we can say that he has a Yishuv Adas when he eats Shaloka Derech Achila, and therefore that's going to be Aser also. And he has Yishuv Adas when he has Anaz Meyav. So we can really say that it's the Yisuvei Daite is not the Gufa Isser, it's a Shir and the Achila, and still say that just like it's a Shir in the Achila, it's also going to be Mechayev him when it's Shalok Kederach Achila and when it's Hanaz Meyev. Only Hanaz Meyev. Or you can say the other way, of course, Pashit. If the Geder, if the Mehusei Asir is Yisuvei Daite, so then it doesn't have to be Derech Achila and there has to be Hanaz Meyev because he has Yishuv Adas. But even if you don't say that way, even if you say that the Mehusei Asir is Achila, and the Yisuvei Daite is a Shir in the Achila. But sof, since from Los Una we learn, there's an Inyan here of Yisuvei Daite, so there's a Tanai, there has to be Yishuv Adas. So therefore that would be Mechayev one. In Shaloi Kederech Achila, that would be Mechayev one. In Hanaz Meyav. Even though the Geder of the Yisur is Achila, and this is Shaloi Kederech Achila, but it doesn't matter, because this is Achila of Yishuv Adas. So therefore, this type of achila is considered achila. Normally, it's not achila, but since achila with yishuv adas here, so that's enough of an achila. So you can really say both ways. Is that pashut? You could say that the mahutz is yishuv adas, then it's even more pashut. And even if you don't know the mahutz is yishuv adas, you know the yishuv adas just gives us the shir. So yishuv adas also tells you he's aser shloka derech achila and aser manas meyav. Yerushalmi, in Tumis, Perek Vav Alach Aleph, it says that Moedirish, Rav Shem Ben Lakish, B'yam HaKippur, M'chatzi Shir Asim Ben Atar. Rav Shem Ben Lakish, Nomi L'chatzi Shir Asim Ben Atar. Ben Yom Kippur, he agrees that it's Asim Ben Atar. And the Korah there writes, Moedirish Lakish, Taf Pochus Mekishir, Asu, the like Siv Be'achila Li'imri. Nami So with the Parchas Mikashir, he also has some element of Yishuv Hadas. So l'choyra mevuar, she'achen lo hava miyas v'dayte v'kakoysev v'shir v'achila l'chud, v'mikizayis b'chol ha'toyra kula. It looks from here that the miyas v'dayte and kakoysev is not just a shir achila, like a kizayis kol ha'toyra kula. Rather, Mahusa Isser is Yishuv Daito, like the Ksav Sefer and Mishnah Berurah. And Nevi'im Kolos says, normally, Chatzi Shir, Rish Lakish holds, you don't have a Shir, so it's not, you know, Chayim, you need a Shir of Achila. A Shir of Achila is a Kazayas. But here you don't need a Shir of Achila. Here you need a Yishuv Adas. And therefore here he holds it's different than normal. Normally you need a Shir. But here where the whole Gedder is the Mahus, is Yishuv Hadas. And Mele, even if he has less than a shir, Reish Lakish agrees that it's Aser. However, that's the Yerushalmi. We can say that from the Bavli, Reish Lakish holds the Chatzi Shir is Mutter even on Yom Kippur. So why is the Chatzi Shir Mutter even on Yom Kippur? Because the Miyas V'dayte is just a shear in the achila. But so if the Yisr is achila, and if he has less than a shear, then we don't care that he had a little bit of Yishuv Hadas, it isn't achila. However, it's not a raya, because we see in Yuma Peyam at Beis, Maskel or Bzeir says, everybody has Chayv and Akakoy Sebes and Oig Melech HaBashim. But Kakoy Sebes, he's so much bigger than everybody. How can we have the same Shir? So Rabbi says, no, Kim Lorabana, Dibahach Miyas Vedaite, Bitzir Mechalo Miyas Vedaite. Miyu Kule Al Matuva, Oig Melech HaBashim Purta. Everybody has Yishuv Hadas with a Kakoy Sebes. Just Oig Melech HaBashim has a little bit of Yishuv Hadas. And other people have a lot of Yishuv Hadas. So what do we see from this Gemara? We see that less than that, there's no Yishuv Hadas at all. In other words, Gemara says, V'hacha miyas v'dayte, b'tzir me'hachi lo miyas v'dayte, less than this year, there's no Yishuv Hadas. Just if it's a kakoy seves, Oig Melech HaBashim is a little bit, and everybody else is a lot. But if it's less than a shir, then it's no Yishuv Hadas at all. So maybe that's why the Bavli holds that according to Reish Lakish, even on Yom Kippur, a chatzi shir is mutter min haTorah. And you can't say what the Yerushalmi said. No, that's what the Yerushalmi say. That according to Reish Lakish, there's a little bit of, according to the Kohen's explanation, there's a little bit of Yishuv Hadas and less than a shir. It's all about Yishuv Hadas. But the Bavli holds, maybe the Bavli holds it's also a word in Yishuv Hadas. Just Reish Lakish says that you're not chayav less than a shir because there's no Yishuv Hadas at all. So maybe the Bavli agrees to the Yerushalmi that the essence of the Yisr is the Miyas V'dayte, is the Yishuv Hadas. Just according to the Bavli, if it's less than a kakoy seves, according to Reish Lakish, there's no Yishuv Hadas at all. And according to the Yerushalmi, there is a little bit of Yishuv Hadas. However, we already proved that it has to be that the Miyash V'dayte is just a shear in the Yisr Achila. Because if you say that it's the Guf HaYisr, then how do you have Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzi Shear is Asur Min HaTorah? That's a cloud that was said in Shi'ulim. Because of Chazi Litztarufe. Because the Chazi Litztarufe, since it's combined to a whole shear, even a half is Asur. It's a simon that even a half is Asur. So that's a din in Shi'ulim. Hashem came by Miyas V'dayte. Reish Yitachen. could very well be that by Miyas Vidaite, there's only Yishuv Adas by a Kakusevis. And less than that, there's no Yishuv Adas at all. Like we see in the Gemara. It says less than that, but Tzir Mehachi, there's no Miyas Vidaite at all. So if less than that, there's no Miyas Vidaite at all, then how does Rabbi Yochanan hold that Chatzis Shir Zasim in HaTorah? So it must be that it's a din, it's the Kufa Isser is Achila. Just the shear of this achila is a kakar service of miyas v'daite. But the gufa is his achila. And therefore you can say chazil it's tarufe. So it would seem that it's mamash and isser achila. ועל כן נראה שעד רב גם בשיטת ירושלמי even according to ירושלמי that holds the Rish Lakish holds that on Yom Kippur is an Isser Achila b'chatzi shir we can say that it's an Isser Achila if it's an Isser Achila And why normally in the Surah Achila does Rish Lakish hold there's no Isser of Chatzis Shir? And here there is an Isser of Chatzis Shir. Just the Yerushalmi was Mechadish to us. The shiny Shi'ur of the Miyas Vedaite and the Shi'ur of the Kizayis. The Shi'ur of the Miyas Vedaite, Rish Lakish Moidel Rabbi Yochanan. Yerushalmi is Mechadish that the Shir of Miyas Vedaite is even in the Shir of the Shir of Miyas Vedaite, Rish Lakish is Moide that there's a Chatzis Shir. Now there's only a Shir Kizayis, and the Kerech Hashem Achila. Rish Lakish holds that only b'hashlamas hakamut, if you finish the amount, then mischadesh is echus ha'iser. Only then, if you have the whole amount, then you have the echus ha'iser of eating a whole shir, of eating a dvar iser. Pachas mizeh, it doesn't have a shem achila. But in the shir of miyas v'daite, maybe Rish Lakish is moide, that it's a shir, that it's mitztaber, that it accrues. Like Rabbi Yochanan holds by a kezayis, that even a little bit is aser. Because every port, every little bit, is part of what's miyashiv is das. Now, Rish Lakish holds maybe, but when it comes to Isser Achila, so unless you eat the whole shear, it's not aser min haTorah, because it doesn't have a shem achila unless you had a shear. But miyashiv daite, you don't have to have a shear, since every little bit is mitstarif to. The Yishuv Adas, it's part of the Yishuv Adas. And the Achila is defined by the Yishuv Adas, like we saw before, by being it's Asr Shaloka Derech Achila, and it's Asr Vanas Meyav. So Mamelet has a Shem Achila already from the get go. In other words, Einachinami, it's a Gedder, it's an Isra Achila. But this Isra Achila is defined by the Yishuv Adas. Mamela, since even a little bit gives him Yishuv Adas, so then Chatzis Shir is going to be Asur Min HaTorah on Yom Kippur. Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos, at the end of Hilchos Tumura, that even though all Chukei HaTorah Gzeros, Royal is boining ben. Roshtai holy ten, but lotam, ten lotam. If you give a reason, give a reason. Roiv dine a toy rein el aitis me rochoik, aitis al esak in adas, uli asher as ham maisa. So, this the purpose of the Torah is to fix your das and to make your maisa be good maisa. So, Mirit Hashem, based on that Rambam, we'd like to analyze this Isser of Tzchi of Inui on Yom Kippur. And Amir Tzah Hashem, in the next shir, the coming shir, we are going to see Niflois. So please stay tuned, Rinader, for some amazing, amazing material. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.